Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I'm right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning into the very first episode of our paranormal series, Paranormal Whispers. We are going to be talking about one of my favorite places in Romania. Of course, Romania is actually my favorite place in the world so far anyway. And with me, I've got my traveling partner, Laura. How's it going?
Good.
Super. So we've actually been there a couple times, and I don't have any crazy EVP clips or anything like that, or crazy, you know, ghost photos of this place, but I wanted to talk about it because in reality, how many Americans are actually ever going to get to experience going to Hoyabachi Forest? I think we're kind of in a minority when it comes to that, because, you know, Romania is not your typical touristy attraction area, although I guess it's getting a little bit more popular. Good for the people, but I kind of don't like to hear that. I want to keep Romania to ourselves. But Hoyabachi is supposed to be one of the most haunted forests in the world, dealing more with supernatural stuff as opposed to the one that's in Japan where people go to kill themselves. I guess what is that? Mount Fukuyama or something like that? Food? I can't remember.
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah. But this one, there is a clearing. There's like this circle that's kind of on top of the forest. The forest is actually a lot bigger than I realized it was. It has a pretty good expanse on it. And there's a clearing. I guess it's kind of in the center of the forest. I mean, that's from pictures, it looks like that, don't you think?
Yeah.
At the very top. And, you know, it is actually a pretty steep little hike. We had to do it the first time we went out there. And the clearing does not grow any vegetation except for grass, obviously. And supposedly animals won't go into the center of it. I don't know if that's true or not. We've been out there a couple times, but didn't see any animals out there in the center of it anyway. Well, unless you count the people we ran into the first time out there, which we'll talk about in just a second. So supposedly this has a lot of extraterrestrial sightings. There was a guy in the 1960s who photographed some type of flying object. I don't know if it was UFO in origin. It kind of looks maybe like some kind of weird balloon or some kind of odd parachute or something that didn't have anybody attached to it, but I could be wrong. It could have been an alien or UFO. Other people have been in the clearing and seen these lights. I think they're red lights, right?
Yeah, red lights.
And I'm pretty sure the second time we were there, we saw them, because the second time we were there, we went without a guide. It was just us. There was nobody else in the forest. Well, that we knew of anyway. And I kind of remember seeing red lights through the trees. And the area that we were in, because there's one side of it that looks down onto Cluj, Napoca. So you can kind of see, you know, the city lights and things of that nature. But the side we were looking at, it just seems to be, you know, pretty much barren land going down the hill. So I don't know if that's accurate. And I swear we got it on footage. Laura says we didn't, but I swear somebody took a picture of it. I thought it was Angie. I could be wrong. But I thought we caught that on film. I'll have to go back and check and see if we did or not. One of the other claims is that a little girl walked into the forest and 5 years later mysteriously walked back out wearing the exact same clothes she had on, and she hadn't aged a day. Again, don't know if it's true because I've never been able to find a name for this little girl. but it's kind of a cool story, kind of creepy. It's also known as the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. So just that name by itself is cool, even though Cluj-Napoca is not part of Transylvania, isn't it? Is it kind of north of it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually part of Transylvania.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know how accurate that is, but
anyway. They want to claim it, so.
Huh?
They want to claim the name, so that's why they say
Well, you know, it's anybody who says Transylvania, of course, that's just going to pique your interest because everybody knows that name. For Dracula, of course, which is another interesting legend in Romania. There's also a disappearance of a shepherd and his 200 sheep. Supposedly they were never found again, never found any bodies, nothing like that. So don't know what happened to dude and his poor little sheep. That's a lot of sheep to go missing, unless it was Bigfoot. I mean, he could have been really hungry and just devoured everything. I don't know.
Or they were abducted and taken up.
That's true. That's true. Or who knows? The ground could open up and just swallow them whole. Who knows?
They walked into some other place.
Yeah, I mean, they could have dimension jumped. Who knows? This place, I mean, it was on our bucket list. And the first time we went out there was in 2015 in October, right? Beginning of October is when we went, I think.
Yeah, October.
Yeah, October 2015. And we hired a local guide to take us up there because we didn't want to get lost or anything like that. So his name was Alex. He's a good guy, you know. He went out there with us, and where we parked was at the bottom of, we were like, it was close to where the clearing was, but we had to go straight up, which by the way sucked because it's a steep mountain. So along the way he's telling us these stories and, you know, how people have heard what sounds like screaming coming from the forest and things of that nature. And the trees in this forest, some of them grow really weird. So there's some kind of odd energy to the forest. I don't know what it is, but it does make the trees grow in a kind of twisted, bent over fashion. It's actually kind of cool.
There are many other things, like sounds that you hear, like crying women in the forest sometimes, again, or doors cracking, or other kind of weird noises.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Couple of times, I think 3 or 4 times, and people that are coming here and for the first time, you can get really panicked or afraid. So
we're going up there, hiking up there, and we finally get to the clearing. I think it was you, Laura, who's like, we heard people talking in the clearing, and there was a bonfire out there, and Laura's like, that's an American.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we're like, sure. No,
yeah.
But it actually was. So we went over there. And there was, I don't know, probably about 15 guys.
Yeah.
And Alex, I guess, had already been up there that day because he had already warned us, I think, that there were guys in the forest, in the clearing, who had swords, like medieval broad swords up there. So he didn't want to go over and talk to him, but we did. And I had my camera rolling the whole time. So we go over there and, you know, say hey. And the guy who's talking to us, I think he was from the States. He's living out there. And he said that he and his buddies were part of a church. Don't know what kind of church. Little bit on the creepy side. But they were up there. They had been fasting and praying for 3 days and 3 nights in order to rid the forest of the evil spirits and things like that. Because people actually use this as a sacred place, you know. Wiccas go up there and pray and, you know, do some of their rituals and things like that, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. But they were trying to get rid of anything and everything, which I disagree with. If you don't like it, then don't go into it. But I don't think anybody has a right to tell somebody what they can or cannot believe. Anyway, that's just my soapbox moment. So we were just chatting with them, and you could tell that they didn't really want us there.
Yeah, there was a definite energy that it was almost like a wall. They didn't want us in there at all.
Oh yeah, none of the Romanian guys talked to us at all. It was just the guy from the States.
They didn't talk to each other and laugh, because I have that on the video.
Oh yeah, they're probably laughing at us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Look at these dumb American women. And Alex, poor Alex, was hiding behind us the whole time. And you know,
I don't think he He said a word, did he?
No, he didn't at all. It was it was just you, me, Tanya, and Angie doing talking with these guys. And he was hiding behind us the whole time. It was kind of, I'm sorry, it was funny. But I mean, I can understand his apprehension. You know, these guys have big ass swords and I'm walking around with my kitchen knife, you know, so I don't know how much good that would have done.
Are you filming us now? Oh, wonderful.
You look beautiful. Don't worry.
You're going to edit us out. We'll be fine, right?
We'll black your faces out.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I can't even see your faces, to be honest with you.
Okay, so what's your sense here so far?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Peace. Bunch of guys camping, having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah.
We're just beginning, though, really, though. We haven't been here too long.
So you'll be around a while?
Probably.
Yeah.
But we'll try to be quiet.
If you pass through, if you pass through again, we'll be here.
Okay.
It's cigar time after this. We'll be up a while.
You guys, so do you have swords out here?
We have swords.
Oh, you do have swords.
All right.
Wait, you talked to someone else who told you there were guys with swords out here?
Yes.
What? And they came up and said, hey, and then they looked, they're like, you have swords. Like, that. Yeah, hey,
the, the trees.
I gotta ask, why do you have swords? You guys.
Since you asked, we're from a church. Uh-huh. Together, and we actually came up here because of all of the superstition and the legends and stuff, and we camped out and fasted and prayed for 3 days.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
So, so this is the end of the fast?
This is the, yes, ate tonight. And
so
then,
you're celebrating.
And we'll go home tomorrow. And so that's why when we said, what do you said so far? Nothing. We're like, well, that's good. Maybe we feel like we had some accomplishment.
No, don't scare it away.
Oh, don't scare it away.
Sorry.
And no, it's not our goal to win.
Well, we figure it's better for our city if it's not here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
But if you do see something, scream. We'll come run, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys.
Will you bring your swords?
We'll bring our swords.
Excellent.
But that was the interesting thing that happened, I guess, to start with. We're a little bit upset because we couldn't do any kind of, you know, exploring or investigating inside the circle because that's where they were camping. So Alex took us around and he was showing us some of these weird old trees and giving us some of the history and things like that. And there was this one moment and I was in the back, just, I don't know what I was doing. I was just walking, not really paying attention to anything. And you ever get that feeling of like, you know, somebody or something is looking at you?
Yeah.
Well, I had that feeling and I stopped and I happened to look to my left, and this isn't supernatural, it's just really cool. But I stopped and looked over to my left and there was this real beautiful deer, big buck deer, just standing there staring at me. So we kind of locked eyes for a couple seconds and it flittered off, but it was just, it was very, felt very spiritual. It was kind of weird. And then we walked on a little ways further, and I guess the only paranormal experience, I guess we could say, happened was we got to this area and just all of a sudden this fog started rolling in and it got really foggy around us, and you could see like these shadow people or whatever you want to call them kind of surrounding us. And I don't know, how long did that last?
It felt like forever, but it probably was just a minute. But it kind of felt like everything slowed down.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really creepy, creepy feeling. I don't know, maybe we got abducted for a little bit. Just didn't realize it.
Or maybe we jumped somewhere and came back.
Hey, that's possible. Because, I mean, I'm not kidding. That fog literally rolled in and surrounded us. And you could see the shadows. And then it all just vanished, fog including the fog. And that doesn't happen. Yeah. You know, fog rolls in, it usually sets.
I can still see that in my head. And uh-huh. I don't know if I said it out loud or if I just thought it, but when I saw that coming, because it kind of looked like it came around in front of where I was, it kind of came like this. And I just remember what's happening. And I don't know if I said that out loud or if I just thought it, but it just happened so fast, and then everything slowed down. And then it was gone. It was so weird. I don't even know how to explain it right.
I don't think any of us actually talked during it.
That's why I can't remember if I said it out loud or if I just thought it in my head. But I remember thinking something was happening.
And not one of us had our cameras rolling.
No.
Which is could kick myself for that. Of course, if we had our cameras rolling, it probably wouldn't have happened. You know, that seems to be the typical luck with investigators. But that was
a lot of videos of, because, you know, I like missing people and missing people in the woods and stuff. And one guy who always makes videos about him says that he thinks that somehow they don't let you turn your cameras on. Like they subconsciously or telepathically, you don't turn your camera on when something's about to appear. I don't know.
Are you talking about in the forest itself or in general?
In the forest.
Well, I mean,
in the forest is specifically what he was talking about.
Well, I mean, it's possible because, I mean, I honestly don't remember having any conversation for a few minutes leading up to that moment other than us just walking. And then
something prevents you from thinking to grab your stuff. I don't know. Because I don't remember even wanting, because I'm thinking, what's happening? But like, nothing was making me think, oh, I better film this.
Like, yeah, none of us did. And all four of us had cameras. So that was, I mean, he makes a good point. It's very possible. It was, that was probably one of the coolest experiences I've had, you know, anywhere. Because it just, I think it's just the whole slowing down thing that was very odd. And it kind of felt like we were standing and walking in just a thick wall of like mud.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, technically we were walking a shit ton of mud because we got really muddy that night, but I'm talking like swamp mud, like completely engulfing us. It was very, very cool. I hadn't actually heard of Hoyabatu until we started planning this trip. And I know you had. What made you want to go out there?
Josh,
don't you say it.
I think Josh went there first. Josh went there first, I think. Destination Truth.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give Zach the credit.
Yeah, please no.
I'm pretty sure it was Destination Truth. Went there, and they had that segment where they put the guy in the middle of the clearing, mm-hmm. and he was just sitting there on the ground, and it looked like something picked him up and dragged him backwards.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And I wanted it to happen to me. And so that's why when we got there, I had every intention of sitting in the middle of that circle and just waiting for something to drag me away. That's why I was so angry when we got there and those guys were there taking up the whole place, basically.
Yeah.
And being loud and bonfires and all that. I was so upset because we traveled so far.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah, she was, and she made it very well known. She even wanted to go spy on it. I'm like, this is the part in horror movies when you need to go the other way. We didn't end up doing that because I didn't want to get decapitated. You know, I don't know who these people are. I'm sure they're lovely people. But again, they had swords and I had a kitchen knife. So I didn't feel exactly safe. But it was, the first time I went there was cool. But yeah, you know what? I've watched that Josh Gates episode or that one part repeatedly over and over and over again, and the only way they could have that I can think of that they could have rigged that is if they had some kind of like type of crane or something that pulled him up like that, because he didn't just go backwards, he was lifted up and pulled backwards out. Yeah,
so unless he's like super athletic and flexible, which he didn't look like he was,
no,
spring up like that, and then they could have somehow edited the footage, but it doesn't look like that, and he didn't look like that kind of person. He just looked like something yanked him up.
Oh, yeah. He was freaked out.
Yeah.
He was absolutely freaked out. And, you know, the vegetation around this forest, it's not conducive to bringing a lot of huge equipment in. Well, I mean, now it is because they're logging it. But back then, I mean, it was pretty dense forest.
Yeah, because they rode like four-wheelers.
Yeah.
Up there, and all they could take with them was what they were able to carry on those things.
Right. So. Yeah, it's an amazing place. And that was, I don't think anything else we got lost. Our guide got lost the first time we were there.
The trees. The writing, the symbols on the trees.
Oh, yeah.
The weirdos like painted them all black, tried to cover them up, whatever those symbols were.
Yeah, they were like maybe Wiccan symbols or something like that, you know, But yeah, the guys had come in and spray painted the trees to cover those up. And see, I just,
it was funny because you could still see them. There was just like a black line over top of it, but the symbol was still coming through. Whatever kind of voodoo that was still coming through the black. Still see it because we got tons of pictures of that.
Yeah, we did. I think the symbols themselves were painted some kind of a purple color or something, because yeah, you could still see them.
They had like, some of them had like a white background and then the symbol was purple.
Yeah. I mean, they were neat looking. Like, they didn't freak me out or anything. I mean, you know, we didn't walk around seeing any kind of Blair Witch twigs, you know, sitting up anywhere or anything like that. I mean, I didn't feel threatened by any of the symbols or anything. I just was a little bit angry with those guys for, you know, thinking it's okay to force their opinions on everybody else to follow. But again, that's just me.
They had spray painted something in the grass too. Remember when we went behind them onto the part of the clearing where they weren't?
Did they?
We're shining our lights. Yeah, I think it's on the video where you could see they had drawn something on the ground with the black spray paint. We couldn't tell what it was because it was so dark and our light wouldn't illuminate the whole thing, but they had drawn something on the ground.
Well, it's gone now because it wasn't there the second time.
Oh, yeah.
The second time was cool because we didn't have a guide. And since they're doing a lot of logging, you could drive most of the way to the clearing. I think we probably had to hike, about a half a mile to a mile to get to it.
Maybe. We probably could have gone farther, but our car wasn't exactly made for flooding. And we were afraid of getting stuck. So I only went up as far as I felt safe. Because once it started getting steep, I didn't want to try to go up any farther.
Yeah, that car we had didn't have four-wheel drive or anything like that. And that's a whole other story with that car.
Yeah.
But so we got there and we drove up there and hiked into the clearing. And actually, Tanya's the one who found the clearing, because it, like, your GPS, it wasn't really working. Like, it wasn't pointing to the right area.
No, I thought we were going to be wandering around there for hours trying to find it. And it seemed like we found it within 5 minutes, because Tanya's like, oh, there it is right there.
And we were smart because we brought those glow sticks so we wouldn't get lost. So we kind of marked our trail as we went.
Weird thing, when we were coming out, like, I couldn't find them. I think we eventually did, but it didn't work the way. It was either our fault for not hanging them right, or something was making us not see them because.
Or we just didn't use enough of them.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Because we really didn't use a lot of them. I think we probably should have used quite a bit more, but we still made it out okay. Eventually, you know. And the clearing, I mean, the only thing that happened, and it, like I said, I don't know if I'm just making this up or what, but while we were in the clearing, I thought we had seen those red lights through the woods, but I could be wrong. I could just be remembering it wrong. But it was so, like, we were the only ones up there. It was so peaceful. And, you know, we were all just, I had brought some emergency blankets, so we spread those out and we were just sitting on them, just relaxing. And didn't do any investigating.
I know. I don't know. See, why didn't we? That's what I don't understand. And when we left, I was so angry. I'm like, why did we not do anything?
I set on my trap cam, though.
I know you did, but
I don't know. It was just the energy. I just wanted to sit there and just, like, be in the moment, you know?
I slept there.
Oh, I totally could have camped out there all night long without a problem whatsoever. I felt
that, and I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
It was so lovely. I mean, it was just, it had such a wonderful, non-threatening, non-scary energy that, I don't know, maybe that was what was just making us sit there. Because I think you and Angie at one point had gotten up.
I wanted to explore the woods. I'm like, we got to at least do something. So we went to explore the woods.
Which you didn't go very far.
No, because we were afraid of getting lost.
And then I tried to scare you guys.
Yep.
Which I think you saw me before.
I don't. It's on the video I made.
Okay.
Footage of it from your camera that you put on the tree.
Oh, okay. And Tanya, she was just sitting in. Well, Tanya was just being Tanya, just sitting in there.
By herself when we.
Yeah,
were
by herself.
Yeah.
It was.
Myself. It wasn't scary.
No, it wasn't at all. And I wasn't afraid to even be walking around by myself in the woods either. It's just the weirdest thing, because normally. And it's because I've watched Friday the 13th and that kind of thing. you're not going to catch me dead walking around some creepy ass woods by myself. But here in the one of the most haunted locations in the world, I was fine. It didn't bother me at all. I was more afraid of the spiders that I might smack into than, you know, like ETs or ghosts or anything like that.
Yeah, I thought of that too, because there was some guys had been there and made a video about a month or so before we were there. And in their video, there were big spider webs like hanging from the trees.
Oh, I remember that.
And I'm like, if we walk into all these spiders, no.
That would make me scream like a girl. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. It was total bucket list. Okay, so we are planning another trip back out there possibly next year, maybe. If we do, I don't know, we might have to make a detour up there and just actually investigate it. If it's still there, they may have logged everything out. I mean, I hope not, because it's...
Well, the people like Alex and his whole group, like, they were trying to save it. And
yeah.
The whole reason why they were doing those tours was to raise money to, you know, whatever they were doing to try to save the forest.
Yeah, and they actually go in and keep up, you know, clean up the circle and things like that. So it's kind of, they do a good job. I mean, we actually, I don't know if it was from Alex's group, but when we were going up there, we actually saw a group coming out.
Do you
remember that?
Yeah.
But they didn't drive up. They actually walked. We did not, because, well, yeah, no, we didn't walk. It was a good time, but I mean, I would like to actually
investigate. I want to sleep there now.
You will not, because we've said that twice now, and it has never happened.
I don't know. We would need sleeping bags, and how are we going to carry that on a plane?
Well, you know, Romania is cheap. I say we buy them when we get there and just leave them in the Airbnb.
That's true.
That nice Cluj lady that we always rent from, she can have them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think I could have slept there. It wasn't really buggy, you know?
Not at all. I don't recall any bugs in the center at all.
And I think it was really cold. I mean, it was chilly, but it wasn't. I think I could have survived.
Tawny would have been cold, but I mean, we could have built a fire. She would have been all right.
Yeah.
It was a little damp because it was still kind of muddy and stuff, but
yeah, it was.
I totally would have stayed out there. Because then, did we go to the Romanian McDonald's afterwards?
The first time.
Was it
Alex?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because Chick was with us. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't that late, but they were getting ready to close, remember?
And they were packed. Huh? And they only wait on one person at a time.
Yeah.
Like from order until the finish of the order, they won't wait on anybody else.
Yeah.
We were getting pissed off at that. I remember that. Us Americans who can't wait for anything. Oh, but I love it. And that's, we fell in love with Romania anyway. So I have a feeling we'll probably go out there every few years anyway. Until the day we die, or unless I move out there, one or the other, you know. Do you have any weird memories that I didn't go over from either one of our trips?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I wish I did. I wish I did. We're going to sleep there next time. I keep thinking about that now. We're going to sleep there.
I'm holding to it.
You've got video proof now and audio proof. I said it. I want to sleep there.
All right. All right. Everybody's going to know tomorrow when I put this out. So, well, like I said, the reason it's not very long and it's not super crazy exciting, but I love Romania and we all love Hoyabachi Forest. And like I said, it's not some place that I think a lot of people will ever have the chance to really get to and explore. You know, even if you're not ghost hunting and you have the opportunity to go check this forest out there, I mean, there's something about it itself. I mean, you can call it paranormal, you can call it spiritual, you can call it just cool nature, whatever you want to call it. If you have the opportunity to go visit it, I strongly suggest doing so because it will be well worth your trip.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me about one of our bucket list places that you're going to sleep in next time.
Yes, I am.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning into the first episode of Paranormal Whispers. This paranormal series is not going to be an every week thing because it takes a little bit more time to gather up more information about these haunted locations because I want to actually go on location and you know, film walking around and stuff. So, but hopefully maybe once every month until I really get a lot under my belt. But again, thanks for tuning in. And as always, keep it weird.